Hello and welcome to Guided Truths 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 174. And for those of you who don't know, my name is Latisha Pennington and I am currently based here in New Zealand. We have just had news from our Prime Minister that we are now at threat once again. And are going into level 2 lockdown tomorrow. Oh, so this is really concerning and upsetting for people. I know the rest of the world are currently still going through this. And we have been rather fortunate to be living a semi-normal life here in Christchurch. But we are once again back to level 2. And parts of the country, I will name Auckland. Auckland here in New Zealand, they have now gone down to complete shutdown in level 3. So do I think this is a bit OTT? Yes, for the rest of the country, because we have no cases. However, I understand why she is doing this as a matter of precaution for the rest of the country. So I wanted to just say that today. I do really feel for a lot of people that are really not doing well during this pandemic, and businesses and the like. A lot of us have started to go back to group outings, and people are planning weddings and birthdays and business brunches again. So this will now, being in level 2, be stopped once again. So, you know, it is, you know, well, under 100 people at least. So it is concerning. It is upsetting. And we now, if on public transport, have to wear masks once again. Here in Christchurch and the rest of the country, apart from Auckland, being in level 2, we are back to social distancing again. So going to the supermarket will be the old line out the door job. So it's really not nice. I don't think if anybody said that they were enjoying this time, I would seriously doubt their ability to, really grasp the situation right now. It's not nice for anyone. We are beings that need connection. That's how we're built. That's what we know. It's who we are. It's in our DNA. So to be walking around outside, not being able to really talk to anyone, no distance, you know, it's just awful. It really is. And we're all walking around, I feel, like zombies. Now we're back to the supermarket issue again, or the game, and we're all 2 meters away from each other. And it just is a feeling of uncertainty. It's creating a barrier between people. But I don't feel that it will go on forever. I think it will, if anything, it is making us stronger internally. And I think, you know, I had someone ask me the other day, you know, what's a book that has affected your life to a great deal, you know, like, is there a book that you've read that completely shifted your mindset, A, changed your life in any way, B, and C, you know, that really gave you a different perspective. And it came up last week, and the book was A Man's Search for Meaning. If you haven't read that, please go there. You can get the ebook on Amazon. I like to listen to deeper intellectual books on Amazon Kindle. I find it a lot easier to comprehend, but it was A Man's Search for Meaning, where I was completely ready to throw in the towel, literally. We just had the Christchurch earthquakes here. my business had gone. At the time, I was trying for a child, my partner and I, of 13 years. And that had just, you know, we'd just been told that it wasn't going to happen. And so I was just really, really to just throw in the towel. And it was actually that book that pulled me out of that that place that I was in. So it's A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. But he was a doctor and psychologist. And he was a prisoner at Auschwitz in Germany during World War II. So it's a very deep book on human behaviour, psychology, and what he and others had to withstand within those prisons. Phenomenal, phenomenal book. But, you know, it's interesting how I've just, you know, how I've just reread it in the last week. And with what's going on right now, and now we're going back into lockdown, it has just given me another perspective on this. And how, you know, we are all in a state of one, shock. Two, we're a little over it, but we understand. And three, and I know you might think the media and people are overplaying the mental and emotional state of the world with this going on, but it is not overrated. It really isn't. It's prevalent and it's very serious. And I feel grateful that we have these type of platforms that I'm speaking on right now. You know, that we have these new apps that are coming up where people can go in to and talk to people that are trained and experienced, and people that are out there actually giving their time as well to connect via tech needs. So you can think it's a conspiracy. You can think that this is just to boost tech for future markets. You can think what you like. But really, at the end of the day, this is a major, major concern. There are many, many people struggling out there. And, you know, we really need to be aware of this. And once we are back to our new normal, these things are going to have to be addressed. These things are going to have to be taken into consideration by bosses, by managers, by employers. Because even they're going through their own stuff, but the employees are going through it as well. So we're going to have this whole new culture, new work culture. After a major trauma like this, it's proven, we know through sociology, through psychiatry, through psychology, that 4 years after a major pandemic or trauma to anybody's life, that's when it starts showing up, that's when the signs start to show. So, you know, I'm going to leave here today because I'm talking over my 5 minutes. But, you know, just be aware of every word and intention that you are giving out every day. Wake and be grateful that we are alive and we can still share with each other. Be aware of your neighbor. And I'm not talking about in the flat or in the house you're in, but your neighbor, your brother, your sister, the person who lives next door to you, the employee that you see in the hallway every week for probably the last 3 years that you've never said hello to. Just be aware and, you know, just show or be a little bit more empathetic to the current situation in our external world. And hopefully that will change your internal world. That's it for me, and I'll see you again tomorrow.